So I wanted to share with you this video that's on YouTube from MSNBC because it's an interview regarding the state of Pennsylvania, because that is probably the most important state that each candidate needs. And it's vital that we get it, because it's going to basically decide what's going to happen in the election. And the Harris-Walz campaign is hitting the road hard. But this is an interview with Brendan Boyle as he joins Andrea Mitchell to discuss the VP candidates on both tickets, the Senate race in Pennsylvania, and President Joe Biden saying Harris won't distance herself from his policies. But what I wanted to share this video for is his discussion about the VP candidates and how much of an influence it's having on the people of Pennsylvania.
Well, first, there's no question that Pennsylvania continues to be the keystone state. Donald Trump won it in 2016 by less than one percentage point, and Joe Biden won it in 2020 by one percentage point. We're the biggest of the battleground states, and without our 19 electoral votes, I just don't see a path to victory for either candidate. The good news is, in terms of the vice presidential picks on both sides, every single one of the 11 polls that I've seen since Tim Walz was picked by Kamala Harris show that he is incredibly popular. And literally every single poll that I've seen of the Republican vice presidential pick, J.D. Vance, shows the opposite, that he has a higher unfavorable rating than favorable rating. So in what really is the first big decision for any future president, who you will pick as your running mate, Kamala Harris hit a home run and Donald Trump struck out.
Absolutely.
You've worked with Tim Walz in the House. What was your experience?
Yeah, I just always call him coach. He was literally coach of our congressional football team, played on our congressional baseball team. Just a great person. I don't know one person who would have a bad thing to say about Tim. And his ability to get along with a wide variety of different folks ideologically while he was in the House really set him apart from most other people. And you see it when he's out speaking. He's just himself. I mean, he is an authentic, genuine person, and I think will help us not just in his home state, but in areas demographically in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, other parts of the industrial North, where, frankly, we as Democrats have not had the best of time reaching kind of people of more of a blue collar background, especially those who are male.
I love it. I think Walz was a great pick. I was kind of a little hesitant at the beginning, but as soon as I saw him talk and his whole mannerism and how much impact he has on people, I think he's going to be a huge, huge help in Pennsylvania and throughout the country. So I just wanted to share that video, but I did see this in the corner here. So why don't we, while we're here, let's watch it.
I am proud to have Tim Walz as my running mate. And today I'm asking you to please pitch in $5 to join our team.
Kamala and I believe in freedom. The freedom to be safe from gun violence. The freedom to give every child a chance to get ahead. The freedom to trust women to decide when and how they start a family. Now I'm ready to get out there and fight for our future.
You've had my back, and now we must all stand together to win at the ballot box, protect our fundamental freedoms, and finally fulfill the promise of America.
Every dollar does a whole lot.
It would mean the world to us to have you all in our corner, so thank you, and please take care.
Every day here on CNN's flagship morning show, we are trying to lay out deep insight in the major historic shifts in this election. CNN senior data reporter Harry Etten is here with what might be, or up until this point, was one of the key, if not the key voting bloc in this election, the so-called double haters, people who didn't like either Donald Trump or President Biden. What's happening with them?
Yeah, all right, so let's take a look at double haters. As you pointed out, these are folks who dislike Joe Biden as well as Donald Trump, and I want you to look at their voting patterns. who they want for president.
Wow,
now, let's go back
to
June. What we saw was 28% of those folks were going for Joe Biden compared to 19% who said they were going for Donald Trump. Now that Kamala Harris is the Democratic nominee, look at her support among them. Look at this. 53% say Kamala Harris. Look at that jump. That's a jump of 25 points. Donald Trump has gone in the other direction, down to 11 points. And now we're looking at, what is that, John? That is a 42-point advantage among the folks who dislike Joe Biden and Donald Trump for Kamala Harris compared to just that 9-point advantage that Joe Biden had back in June. This, of course, is a substantial portion of the electorate. Before Kamala Harris got in, this was going to be the group that was going to determine one way or another, and it may still be. And if it is, Kamala Harris has this massive advantage over this very key block in the electorate.
I just want to point out, again, what we have seen in the last few weeks are these big shifts in polling you don't normally see, right now at least, but that's a giant increase in no time.
That is a giant increase in no time. It turns out picking a nominee who's actually pretty close to having an even net favorability rating, that is favorable minus unfavorable, is a pretty good thing as opposed to one that has a net negative favorability as Joe Biden
did. All right, what more do we know about some of these people, these double haters, I had to be careful how I said that, who have shifted their preference?
Yeah, so, you know, who are these double haters who have shifted their preference? This is, again, a key group of voters. These are people who somewhat disapprove of Joe Biden's job as president, somewhat disapprove. And this is in the key battleground states of Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Look at the advantage that Kamala Harris has with this group. Look at this. She's at 55%. Donald Trump is just at 36%. And this was a key block of voters back in the 2022 midterms. Normally, when you see a president with a disapproval rating well north of 50%, you would think his party was in major trouble. But Democrats actually won that block by 4 points in a close race for the House. Democrats did. Look at Kamala Harris's advantage now, though. It's 19 points, well more than that 4 points that the House Democrats had back in 2022. And so, again, you're wondering, how is it that Kamala Harris is doing so well despite the fact that Joe Biden is so unpopular? It's because those people who are lukewarm on him, they don't like him, but they don't hate him. They are going in heavy numbers for Kamala Harris in those key battleground states of Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin.
So there's this.
That I wanted to share with you just to end this segment, because it's just another example of Kamala Harris just making a huge difference by here coming into the race. So we're moving forward, onward and upward. Don't let these numbers make you relax. Get out there, tell your friends and family and neighbors and coworkers to vote, and make sure you tell them, vote Harris. Thank you.